And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm Mike Harrison, and yes, it's my privilege to be joining you today. And yes, we are always working on your financial freedom. The last 13 years as a real estate investor have absolutely opened my eyes to see things much differently. The closest I can come to as an example is, let's say, when you're at home as a kid or a teenager, when you wanted to do something, how'd you go about that? Well, chances were, as a kid at home, you lived by the rules set by your parents. At least I hope you did. And if you played by the rules, life was good. Cross the lines of what your parents expected or allowed. Now, fast forward, and you've moved out of the house. You've got your own place. You've got your job. You're not living at home anymore. Do you have to ask your parents to play by their rules? You're still part of the system. You just have a different master. Let's say you're that young adult. You got your own place, your own job, and you want to take a vacation the next week. Could you just pick up and go? No. First, you had to be sure that you could actually take that time off from your job. And secondly, you had to metaphorically check in with your other boss, and I'm going to call that your bank account. But what I'm getting at is that the majority of our life in the conventional world, the big paradigm shift that we as real estate investors have made, we've broken away from that conventional side. But the way the system is geared out there, I'm going to tell you, you will always be dependent. Most will never be the master of the world and never have the ability, master the ability to truly see things in a different light, to view those conditions differently. Because that's the way the system is designed. It's designed for you to always be dependent on the job, on the government, on your retirement account, on your health insurance. Yes, the world conditions you to be a worker. And those conditions are reinforced many, many ways. From the earliest of ages, if you go back to the youngest time that you can remember, you were still following the rules. You were taught, go to school, get good grades, go to college. This is how you get ahead. Graduate, work 40, 50 years, show up on time, make sure your boss is happy with your performance, work overtime if asked, work on Sundays if asked, or Saturdays if asked. Maybe you're working a full 2-3 weeks and you don't even have weekends off. It's all part of the plan. You're also conditioned to scrimp and save and don't be reckless, to get health insurance, to get life insurance, to feed the retirement plan. This is what we're all trained and taught. And these processes are reinforced. They're reinforced everywhere. I'm going to talk a lot about some of that reinforcing later on the show. I hope you can stick with me. But in the beginning, they're reinforced by our parents. And then as we get older, by our peers, our friends, our relatives, our neighbors. Yes, they're all doing the same thing, right? Everybody's doing the same thing. TV shows. We watch TV shows today about people that are living the same life that we all are, that are working. They're dependents, right? We see it in movies. We see it in commercials. We see it in advertisements. It's even out there in everyday thoughts and sayings. Thoughts and sayings that are conditioning you to accept mediocrity. They're conditioning you to accept a life of continuous work and, more importantly, an acceptance of your life situation. And so I found Lifestyles Unlimited, and boy, am I glad I did. They changed how I invested in real estate and helped me to become an effective real estate investor, not for the fun of real estate, but for the fun of that passive income coming in my sleep each and every month, each and every quarter. I will share with you, my friends, it is a beautiful thing. In fact, one of the greatest benefits of me changing how I created an income from being a dependent W-2 worker to a real estate investor. The steady passive income from real estate has really enabled me to see life situations much differently than I ever saw them in my, and let's just say previous life, in my conditioned W-2 worker life. We know the best way to resolve conflicts and obstacles is to view the problem from a completely different perspective than how that problem was created. And passive income has really given me the gift to do that. In fact, Albert Einstein once said, "We cannot solve our problems with the same level of thinking that created them." It's such a bold, thoughtful statement when you really look into it. And passive income gave me the ability to solve my retirement problem. My retirement, you see, retirement was not solved by saving. It was solved by creating passive income, predictable monthly, quarterly income. I was able to see the situation of retirement, that retirement was not an age. I learned I could see that retirement was actually a financial condition, but I was told and taught that retirement was an age my whole life, even by my parents, right? I saw it. It's reinforced everywhere. Just watch TV. You'll see commercials about retirees and whatever product they're selling. And if you had to script who the retiree is going to be, well, they're going to have silver hair and they're going to be old, right? Oh, bingo. You should work in Hollywood because you have the ability to pick that person that should play the retiree in the commercials and TV. But it's a reinforcement that retirement's an age, that it's not a financial condition. And I will share with you that reinforcement is everywhere. You see, the world, the system, and I know this sounds crazy, but it's true, does not want you to be free. They don't want you to be free mentally. They don't want you to be free financially. We know that. They don't even want you to be healthy, right? It's reinforced. Bad health decisions are reinforced and actually awarded in our society. It's a crazy, crazy world we live in today. But I will also share that the system doesn't even care if you're happy. What do they care about? They want you to be a dependent. They want you to be a worker and ultimately a taxpayer. Yes, that's what they want of you, a worker and a taxpayer. And how do I know this? I see it everywhere. I'll give you some proof right here. One, we don't teach financial competence in this country, and probably on purpose. What is taught is how to be a consumer. I believe with all my heart that the greatest illiteracy in the U.S. is economic literacy. That's the greatest illiteracy is economic literacy. People just don't understand simple, proven, tried and true laws of economics. I'll share another example. I was talking to some other real estate owners. We get together once a month, and the conversation came up on a percentage of renters that always pay late fees each and every month. You just know that the person in unit 17 is going to be late. They're going to pay their late fees, and then it's going to happen again next month, the month after that, the month after that. That's just how they do it. They don't want to make a change. I don't know why. I don't understand. And again, we can all point to economic illiteracy. They just don't have it. They don't understand. We have a retirement system in this country that at best, takes 40 years to achieve. Other than that, it's broken. I will share with you that 20% of 70-year-olds still work for need. Yes, I know that you can point to the random 70-year-old that's working to spend their time. Good for them. I will share the other 99 out of that 100 70-year-olds that are working because they have to, because they have a need. Here's another example. Doctors don't prescribe prescriptions to improve health, to heal you, to overcome a condition. What do? No, they prescribe chemicals to treat the condition, chemicals that they expect to be on for the remainder of their life. They don't want you to heal. The FDA, they're not concerned about ingredients or consumptions of foods that are really awful. All they really care about is more power, more regulations, more lobby subsidies. You can take Coca-Cola, for example. They send millions to various organizations. Influential disease societies and foundations are among the top recipients. Why? Ask yourself why. For example, Coca-Cola is donating to the American Cancer Society. They got $1.9 million last year. The American Diabetic Association received $1.1 million. Those two associations should point back to Coca-Cola and say, I don't ever want to see your face around here again. I'm not saying don't go have a Coke and a smile. Everyone enjoys a good Coke every now and then, but understand what it is that you're putting in your body is not good for you. So you see, everyday advice is there to keep you dependent, right? To keep you dependent. And I'm going to share some ridiculous pieces of advice later in the show. Stick with me. First, I want to talk about why do we even have this ridiculous advice out there? Well, I'll tell you. It's to reinforce your place in the system, to reinforce your place as a worker, to condition you not to seek better, to condition you to accept mediocrity. In fact, we choose leaders and give awards not to people that are supposed to be the best of us, but instead they're the worst of us. They're the unhealthy are glamorized. Our politicians are criminals and deceitful liars. Little league teams that don't win first or second place still get participation awards. We cancel debt for the incompetent, not to teach them a financial lesson, but to reinforce stupidity. This society encourages consumer debt, and that is bad. No, we no longer honor the best. We honor the worst because it's easier. Mediocrity is not only respected, it's applauded. Not to seek improvement, not to seek the truth. This advice is out there to make you realize you have no power to change for the better, so why even try? We'll be right back on the other side. My name's Mike Harrison.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
Lifestyles Unlimited member Lisa appreciates having mentors who have her back.
Having the faith to move forward, and y'all have everything provided. I could call a mentor and say, hey, I don't know what to do. Someone is always there to guide you. I have backup.
Lifestyles Unlimited, over 33 years teaching the real estate retirement roadmap. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join now for $297, a 60% savings. Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Mike Harrison. I'm a real estate investor in both single family homes and apartment communities and a very happy member of Lifestyles Unlimited. Lifestyles Unlimited taught me an effective game plan for real estate investing that absolutely changed my life with passive income. And if you'd like to learn more about how we do that, I invite you to one of our free workshops. You can find that at freeworkshoplivestream.com. We live in a world that reinforces the worst, and really it's all about conditioning you to accept your position in life and to be a worker and a taxpayer. And there's advice out there that reinforces it, and that advice is there to make you realize you have no power to change your life, so why even try? I disagree wholeheartedly. In fact, our founder, Dale Walmsley, he sees life situations so clearly, it's uncanny. I'm really amazed by his vision. He does have a gift. He has a Dellism, as we call it. His name's Dell, and some of his sayings we refer to as Dellisms. And one of my favorites, he'll say, what gets in the way of a great life? A good life. Think about that for a minute. It's downright scary because it's so true. And I was there. I've had some scary moments in my life, scary financial moments, physically dangerous moments. I've had some scary situations in my previous corporate life where sales plans changed drastically, where commission plans were slashed. I even had a boss confront me one time and ask that I lie on my expenses, which I refused to do. And in my refusal, I earned his disdain. And update on that. He was fired from that corporate job And I'll give you 10 points if you can guess why he lost his corporate job. Yes, lying on his expenses. Karma is real. What goes around comes around. But I'm going to share one of the scariest moments of my life. And this was, it was a fear that embraced me wholeheartedly for two solid years. And it was a time when I realized that the 401 corporate retirement plan was broken. And I made that transition from feeding the 401k to feeding a real estate investment portfolio, from creating to, I went from the 401k to create a cash flow snowball. But it was a scary, scary time. I was venturing into the unknown. I was venturing into what was socially discouraged. My wife was nervous. Heck, I was nervous, but I still stepped forward. I went so far as to even cash in my 401ks. And I know that freaks a lot of you out, but it's one of the best decisions I ever made in my life. All I can say to myself is, Harrison, what took you so long? But I made that transition of escaping the good life and transitioning into a great life. And in doing so, I also made the decision to ignore bad advice and seek effective advice. I've got six pieces of, I'm going to call it ridiculous pieces of advice you need to avoid. Number one, good things come to those who wait. Really? How long do we have to wait? At the end of the day, this is a financial show, specifically real estate investment. All I can think about is those people trapped in the conventional world looking for a dignified retirement, just doing the same old day in and day out and feeding that retirement plan the best they can for, what's the rules? 40 or 50 years. Why do people work 40 or 50 years yet they're still poor? Why are we instructed that we cannot have the good things now? Again, it goes back to conditioning you to accept that you need to wait for better, and it's okay to be mediocre because everybody else is mediocre. It's okay. Good things come to those, my friends, who make changes now. Waiting for the good things is just not true. Ask any three-year-old. They're driven by the now. My oldest daughter is very driven. She comes by it naturally. It seems she never really grew out of that. She's not greedy, but she does have a deep desire for better. In fact, at her corporate job that she has, the one she wanted, she went to school, got the job she wanted, proud of her. She enjoys her corporate job, but they lean on her, and she's a valuable part of her team. She can tell because more and more managers that weren't even associated with projects that she's assigned to were handing off tasks for her to do. And it was just eating up her time. She was giving her time. She was gladly saying, yeah, I'll do this. And then she decided, guess what? I want a raise, right? I'm a valuable part of the team. I want a raise. And they gave her 5%. In the meantime, another agency reached out and they would pay her much, much more. Proud to tell you, she just accepted that position. She wasn't going to wait 4 or 5 years for the promotion. Good things come to those who wait. Maybe she's taking it now. And that whole process took about 1 month and she got a substantial raise, new position with a new company. Good for her. She's not waiting. If I see a good investment, a good real estate investment opportunity come along, do I just sit there and wait for another good one to come along later? No, I take it now. I'm not waiting for the good things. I'm taking the now. Friends, life is short. Stop waiting. Bad piece of advice number two, be yourself. This is really bad advice. It promotes laziness. I'm not saying don't be honest or don't be untrue to yourself, but what I'm saying is you should always seek to improve yourself. Just because you're someone today doesn't mean you have to be that same person tomorrow. Bad piece of advice number three. Time heals all wounds. Maybe, but again, back to my bad credit analogy. I guess you can wait 7 years. You're giving up a huge chunk of your life to wait for your credit to self-correct. No. All right. Next up on the advice, the ridiculous advice list. Here we go. This is a big one. Follow your heart. Friends, I'm old enough to know that my heart is not very smart. Follow your brain instead. In a perfect example, real estate investing. My GC that I use on my single family properties, early on, I was buying the beat up house, right? And it was weighing on my heart because it wasn't the model that I saw as a real estate investor. When I first started, I bought a really nice house, just wasn't very effective and didn't make a ton of money like I can on using the Lifestyles Unlimited model where we're buying distressed properties. And he essentially put his arm around me and he said, Mike, this is not your house. This is your investment. That was excellent advice. That advice played to my brain and not my heart. And so it was a reminder that we teach to buy the distressed property, the ugly house, the one that smells so bad because the pet manure all over the floors, because the people were hoarders and they wouldn't let their pets out on a regular basis. We advise you to buy the house that has roof leaks, where you can tell it has roof leaks because there's holes in the ceilings from where the water dripped through from the roof into the attic and then eventually caved in the sheetrock. That's the one we want you to buy. We want you to buy the one that has foundation issues. Now, yeah, we're going to teach you how to properly analyze and buy that property. But that was very, very difficult for me. My heart, at least at first, was not in on that plan, and it weighed on me. Again, that first house I bought was perfect. It wood floors, crown molding, awesome landscaping in the backyard, tile in the bathrooms. It was 4-bedroom, 2,500 square feet. Because my heart told me to buy the super nice rental properties. But it took the Lifestyles Unlimited education to engage my brain. I had to step back and go, wait, why am I buying rental properties? Am I doing it for fun? Am I doing it for my heart? No, I'm doing it to make a financial gain in return. I will tell you this, there is a bonus in your heart. Because you're taking a really bad property and you're making it a really nice property. So your heart gets a little bonus, but you've got to engage your brain first and overrule your heart. You've got to use your brain to maximize that investment strategy. People buy stocks of companies today because their heart tells them it's a good company, or their heart tells them this company's been around for 100 years and it's going to be around another 100 years. So it's got to be a good investment. Maybe that's not a good strategy. So engage your brain and not your heart when you're making competent decisions. Everyday parents will shelter their kids from the realities of life, right? From the toughest part of life. They'll shelter them from it, and then they turn them loose when they're 18, 19, 20, 21, and then the kids struggle. Because they've never had to face these calamities in their life. They don't know how to overcome it. So they just basically go inside their shell and ignore it. But the parents should have engaged their brain and said, hey, this is a teachable moment. This is how this is solved. Perfect example. My daughter got a flat tire a couple of months ago, and I could have come out there and changed it. And it hurt me not to do that. But I made her go through the process. And once the donut was on the car, I told her, you need to drive that car and go get that tire fixed. She was nervous about that. But I realized I'm not always going to be there, okay? And so I want her to be independent and realize that this isn't that big of a deal. It's an easy fix. We can do it. Now, she wasn't on the side of some highway that was crazy dangerous, okay? She was basically in her parking garage at her work, and she had a flat tire. So it was a safe area, and the process could be accomplished. She went in and asked a friend, one of her coworkers. Her friend helped her. So I'm very glad that I engaged my brain and had her go through that process rather than just being Mr. Heart guy. That yes, I could have gone and changed the tire, but it wouldn't have given her that independence to realize, hey, if this happens in the future, I got it. Not a big deal. This is the process that we go through, and she's better because of it. So stop following your heart, start following your brain. All right, bad piece of advice number 5. If you work really hard, you can achieve anything. Yet, that's another piece of false advice. I know many, many hard workers that work their tail off, that have worked their tail off for 30 plus years. and they're not any better today than they were 30 years ago. The hardest workers I know don't make a lot of money. Let's talk about roofing. I came from that industry, spent a lot of time, did every job in the roofing industry up and to managing a $100 million sales portfolio over two states. But let's look at a simple home. Let's call it a nice home. Let's say it has an 1812 pitch, which translates into extremely steep, a widowmaker. But it's a very common pitch on nicer homes. Two-story, cut up, numerous elevations. I will tell you, the guys that carry the shingles up to the roof, they call him the mule. That guy gets paid the least. Now, the guy nailing the shingles, he gets paid the second least. The crew chief, he makes a little more. The guy overseeing the job, I will share with you this, the salesman, and he might be the crew chief as well, overseeing or the superintendent, he makes even more than that. But you know who makes the most? The owner of the company. He's getting paid the most. And the owners I know don't get their hands dirty. They're managing the business, running the business. So who physically worked the hardest on that? Was it the owner? No, he put his time in years ago. But he's the guy getting paid the most. Is that fair? I don't know. We can debate it, but it's the system we live in. So don't follow your heart. Work smarter, not harder. I make more money in my sleep passively, thank you, real estate, than I ever made as that corporate manager, ever. And I worked madly during that time. So I have learned, work smarter, not harder. Be an owner, not a worker. Last piece of advice. This one right here, this is a banger. Everything happens for a reason. Let me tell you, this is the ultimate give up. This is the, it is what it is. This is the piece of advice that leads somebody to believe their current station is not a result of one's actions. And nothing could be further from the truth. Everything happens for a reason. This is a statement brought on by the victimhood mentality. These are the folks that believe they have no control over their own destiny. These are people that don't understand that decisions they're making today, financially, health-wise, relationship-wise, that the decisions they're making today are the ones that will basically dictate their tomorrow. They have no fathom of that thought. What about folks whose cars break down? Everything happens for a reason. No, it's because you never changed the oil. You never got the car service. My AC just went out. I'm having it replaced. Why'd it go out? Well, I'll tell you, it's a mechanical device and it's 18 years old. She's been good to me through the worst winters and the hottest summers, 110 plus degree summers at times, and below zero multi-day freezing events. That AC put out day in and day out. The next AC's got a lot to live up to. But did it happen for a reason? No, it happened because it was old. Okay, it's going to break down. Poverty just doesn't happen. It's a result of inaction and ineffective education. And as you go through this, I want you to remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at LifestylesUnlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.